This is an executive summary of op unit income versus rental income, a comparison, Baker 1031 investments from Baker 1031 investments. For income-focused owners weighing a 721 exchange, the central question is often, how will my income change? Trading your rental property for op units means trading rental income for distribution income, and these differ in important ways. This comparison examines the two income sources head-to-head across the dimensions that matter most: the yield, how much income relative to value; the stability, how reliable the income is; the tax efficiency, how much you keep after tax; the growth potential, how the income may grow; and the effort and cost, what it takes to earn the income. Understanding these dimensions helps you anticipate how a 721 exchange would affect your income and weigh whether the trade is right for you. This guide compares op unit income and rental income across these dimensions. Op unit income and rental income come from fundamentally different sources, which shapes their comparison. Rental income comes from your specific property, the rent your tenants pay, net of your property's expenses, taxes, insurance, maintenance, management, and any debt service. It's tied to your one property's performance, and you control it through your management. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.